أحسن الله إليكم وبارك الله فيكم. The next question is, what criterion are we to use to judge if our country is Ahl Kitab or other, and the grocery stores is halal, considering that many people who work in slaughterhouse are not from Ahl Kitab? أفيدونا بارك الله فيكم.
الإجابة على السؤال الحادي عشر: إذا كان حاكم البلاد وغالب أهلها من اليهود أو من النصارى فيقال لهم من أهل الكتاب، وإن لم يلتزموا باليهودية ولا النصرانية، لأن الله جل وعلا سماهم أهل الكتاب في زمن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ونزول الوحي وهم مشركون، فاليهود يقولون عزير بن الله، والنصارى يقولون المسيح بن الله، وذلك شرك أكبر. وأما الذبائح فكل ذبيحة بحسب ذابحها، إن كان الذابح يهودي أو نصراني فهي ذبيحة أهل الكتاب، وإن كان الذبيحة غير مسلم ولا يهودي ولا نصراني فهي ذبيحة مشرك لا تحل.
If the ruler of a particular country and the majority of its people, the majority of the citizens are Christians or Jews, then they are to be called the people of the book, even if they do not practice Christianity and they do not practice Judaism. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala named them people of the book at the time of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, while they were practicing major polytheism. They used to say that Uzair is the son of Allah, and the Christians used to say that Jesus is the son of Allah, Isa is the son of Allah. However, Allah Ta'ala still called them the people of the book. As for their meat, or as for the issue of the meat, then whether it is permissible or not depends on who slaughtered it. So if the person who slaughtered it was a Jew or a Christian, then it is considered to be from the meat of the people of the book. However, if it was an atheist or a polytheist that slaughtered it, then it is not permissible and it is considered to be from the meat of the polytheist. Naam.